episode 1232, First Impressions Don't Have to Be Last Impressions.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a
stop sign. Happy, happy day. It is the weekend. Happy Memorial weekend. I'm sure you're spending lots of time with family and friends. I don't want to keep you long, but it is Relationship Builders Saturday. And you know what? It's all about first impressions don't have to be last impressions. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, first impressions don't have to be last impressions. And that's true in marriage. Do you think you would be married as long as you have been if you only had first impressions? For most of us, no way. First impressions are always so awkward. It doesn't matter if it's a job interview, a first date, or your marriage. First impressions are not always what we want them to be. And how does it really work in marriage? I mean, first impressions are usually referred to as the quote-unquote first. And in marriage, there's no longer a first, right? If you've been married for 10 years, you're like, oh, I've seen it all, we've done it all. There are no more firsts that we can experience. Well, that's where we dive a little bit deeper. First impressions happen every day. Shocking, I know. But you have the opportunity to impress your spouse on a daily basis. But do we really give any thought to this? No. Think back to dating. Did you really get every quote-unquote first right the very first time? The first kiss? The first hand-holding? The first road trip? The first gift? The first birthday? The first dating anniversary? Oh my goodness, think about all those things. Not all of them were exactly what you wanted them to be. Life happens to us. I want to tell you a story, but first, a word from our sponsor, Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McCray, created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Each week on Health, Hope, and Inspiration, you will hear practical ways to find health, hope, and inspiration. It's designed to encourage and equip its listeners to care for and support cancer patients and their families. It's a weekly podcast. You can tune in each week at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Well, before we were married, I graduated early with my bachelor's degree. My husband was due to graduate the following semester. It was actually in the summertime, long story short. He changed schools, so we had a few more classes to take care of. Of course, we were at the point in our relationship to either commit by engagement or it was time to move on. We had been dating for about 2.5 years at this point in our relationship. And he was planning all along that he was going to make this a magical night. He wanted to propose on his birthday, but there was a hiccup. The ring didn't arrive as scheduled. He had our engagement ring done in Hawaii. We both had talked about that if we were to get married, you know, that big if, you're just kind of talking about things and dreaming as a couple. We wanted to get Hawaiian wedding rings. And that was something that was precious to me and what I wanted. And so he wanted to honor that. So my ring had not arrived yet from Hawaii. And so he couldn't ask for my hand in marriage. He had to wait one more day. And guess what? He proposed to me in his apartment, downtown, in Kansas City, in this kind of, yes, scary neighborhood, but that's for another episode. And it was all done over hamburger helper, French green beans, and butter bread. Sounds like the most beautiful, magical proposal ever, doesn't it? I know you're laughing already, right? Okay, I got to tell you this, though. It was the sweetest thing. And he was absolutely adorable. I'm still madly in love with him. And I was madly in love with him then. I would say yes again to him today, even as I said yes to him then. However, I know he wanted more. So think about it. If I looked at what he did when he proposed to me, that was the glimpse as to what our marriage would be like for the rest of our lives, for the I do till death do us part, Do you think maybe I would have had a few question marks in my head? First impressions don't have to be the last impressions. In marriage, we have the opportunity for first impressions every day. Now, when you begin to think of it that way, you can begin then to make some shifts in your marriage. You're either going to move forward or you're moving backwards, but you've got to be moving. In a relationship, you're not stagnant or it's dead. Seriously, there's no in between. You're either going forward or going backwards. If you want to go forward in your marriage and build a solid relationship, one way to do that is regarding your first impressions and understanding that it can happen every day. It's not the first impression, but your comeback. Yes, execute your comeback. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. You have to take your comeback and make it the biggest one ever. Why? Because you shouldn't be keeping score, neither should your spouse. Come on, be honest with yourselves. We keep score. No more. Don't do it. Throw the scoreboard out the door. Because when you do that, you open yourself up to so many more blessings ahead. Let God take care of judgment. Let God wrestle with your spouse. You need to take care of you. And when you do that, that's when you allow yourself to execute the comeback. That's when what? First impressions don't have to be last impressions. You have an opportunity to have an impression every single day. So what does that really look like in real life? Because I know you're saying, huh, man, my husband, he's got a lot of work to do. Well, number one, you can't point fingers at the other side. You only can point a finger at yourself. This is about you. Execute your comeback, okay? We'll get to the spouse in a minute, but let's talk about you. Number one, own your mistakes. Ugh, dagger, that hurt. Yeah, you got to own them. This is a moment where you acknowledge to yourself where you fall short, where you messed up. We don't have it perfect. Oh, I mess up all the time. But I personally have to acknowledge that to me, okay? It first starts with me. Sometimes it might be in my shower and when I'm praying or when I'm working out, or it could be literally 10 minutes after an episode of whatever happens in our marriage. And I'm like, oh, foot in the mouth. Are you that you were stupid, Christiane? What were you thinking? Okay, it starts with there. Number one, own your mistakes. And this is to yourself. You want to execute your comeback, you start there. Number two, you go back and you ask for forgiveness. This is where you shed light on where you fall short with your spouse. You see, when you own your mistakes to yourself first, that gives breathing room what to your spouse? That gives some chill time to both of you. Because if you were to sit there and make mistakes all the time and just immediately say, I'm so sorry I did that. Oh my gosh, I can't believe that. I was so stupid. The I'm sorry is not going to have any meaning. Please forgive me for that. I could do better next time. They're going to be like, those are just words coming out of your mouth. When you first own your mistakes to yourself and then you ask for forgiveness, then it's going to come out differently from your mouth. Why? Because you've connected the mouth with the mind and the heart. You see, if we're too quick to say, I'm sorry, we forget something. It's the connection to the heart. It's there, but it's just like a noise that comes out of our mouth. It's a word, but it has no meaning behind it. We have to have the meaning. It's the mouth, mind, and heart connection. So that's when you connect it all together for your spouse, and that's when you ask for forgiveness. So you want to execute your comeback. First, own your mistakes. Number two, ask for forgiveness to your, you know, with your spouse. Number three, surprise with your comeback. Yes, this is where you work on you. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that we're not really talking a lot about your spouse? Nope. It's all about you right now. There is no placing blame. Look at what irritates your spouse most and start there. So if you're like, oh, I've got a really long list. Yeah, we all do. I have a really long list. Maybe yours involves laundry or cluttered countertops or extended hours with the girls and not telling him that you're going to be out later. Making the assumption that, oh, it's okay. He'll be fine with the kids. He's their dad. He can handle it. He needs to handle it. Okay. Well, that's not always good. Okay. We have to look at what irritates our spouse the most. And that's where you start. Now, you probably can already think about, before I even gave you examples, as to what you do that irritates your spouse most. Now, are you going to get this right all the time? No, you are not. So I don't want you to have unrealistic expectations. But what I do want you to have is I want you to have the surprise of saying, you know what? I'm working on me. And that doesn't mean you go and you're proud about it. You say, hey, hon, look what I did. Aren't I doing better? No. You just show by action. And guess what? He'll begin to notice. He'll be like, I don't know what's changing in her. But I've noticed that the countertops have been clear all this week. Maybe you'll get an extra kiss on the cheek. A massage on the shoulders. Whatever it is. Whatever's precious to you all. But he will begin to notice that. But it starts with you. Let your light shine. That your first impression is not your last impression. You are always working on you. You see, we have to understand that we can only control ourselves. And I know as much as you want to change your husband, I don't care what magic wand you invest in. That's between him and God, or her and God. It is not at all about what you can do. The only thing that you can do is what you control, and that's yourself. That's not always something that we want to hear. And I know, maybe a little heavy on Memorial Weekend. But you know, marriage is important in this world today. We look at everything that's going on. Yeah, I turn on the news. I watch a lot of different channels. And I'm not going to sit here and get political with you. But I am going to tell you, guess what? It starts at the home. And we need to start building our families up. And it starts with our moms and our dads, our marriages. We've got to start coming together. We've got to start working on relationships and saying, you know what? I made a covenant and my marriage counts for something. Are we always going to get it right every day? No. Does that mean you're always or eventually will have this perfect, gorgeous, heavenly marriage? No. But can you work on having it? Yes. God wants us to be teachable. And each of us in our own mind, in our own body, in our own spirit, we have to come to a point to say, I am willing, Lord, to be teachable. Execute your comeback. You got this. I know it's a little strange because we think that we don't ever have a second chance. I'm not talking about necessarily quote unquote second chances. We start hitting words and definitions and semantics, and it can get crazy. What I want you to see here and understand today is that first impressions happen on a daily basis, period, end of story. You write your own story every single morning that you get up. Maybe you're a grouch when you get up. I mean, really? Do you want to be a grouchy bear? No one wants to be around anybody who's grouchy. Maybe that's where you start. Or maybe you whine a little too much about, I don't know, the carpet's not being clean or the toy's not being picked up. There are things that we can do and work on individually, right? No one likes a nagging person, a whiny person. Think about what you need to do to work on you. You pick one of those things and start there. Execute your comeback. I promise you, it will change your marriage. It'll change your relationship, not only just with your spouse, but with your children and with your extended family. Now, this is not easy. I know, because I do it every single day. Some days I do it really, really well. And other days, I fall flat on my face. And I'm thinking, you're an idiot here. You didn't pass go. You're not collecting $200. And you might as well go in that closet and hit your head on the wall. Okay, no, I'm not saying to do that. But I'm being realistic here. I'm not painting this absolutely perfection of a life story here. This is real and raw. And I laid out for you on the line. It takes work. It takes energy. And yes, that means it's a full-time job. You want an incredible marriage, you have to be willing to put the work into it. Now, I do realize how difficult it is because I practice what I teach. And so if you're wanting help with this, if you're wanting some coaching, you've never experienced coaching, I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Now, don't freak out. I promise you, it'll be me on the other end of the phone. All you do is click on the link in the show notes. Take aim. There, a little form will pop up. Fill it out. That information comes directly to me. No other eyes see it. I look at it and I will email you back and we will set up a time to chat. Now, understand, this is Memorial weekend and I am traveling. My daughter, yes, graduates today. Okay, she doesn't really graduate. She's already graduated, but she's walking today. And so we are celebrating her this entire weekend. And I cannot be more proud of a mom than I am of my sweet Ashley. And I'm so looking forward just to really focusing on her. So bear with me. I will be away from my computer for a few days and social media and things like that because family does come first. And as you can tell, I really focus on that. But if you're wanting to chat with me and you want that free coaching call, I am here to serve you. Click on that link, take aim in the show notes, and we will get you set up. I cannot wait to hear from you. You know, as many times as you've probably heard, people say, you know what? You only have one chance to make it. It's that first impression that counts. Yeah, first impressions count, but they don't have to be last impressions. Start today. Execute your comeback. Remember, marriage is a two-way street, but it starts with one. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a wonderful Memorial weekend. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.